You've prayed, you've read scripture, you know the truth. So why are you still wrestling with negative, spiraling, and even intrusive thoughts? Today's episode, I'm going to help you understand the missing link, at least from my perspective. What's happening in your body that prayer alone might not be addressing, and really, we just don't hear it talked about in the church. Just our bodies in general, taking care of our bodies, speaking about our bodies, anything dealing with the body. And we don't even hear a lot of the emotional side. It's all connected. And really, we're going to talk about maybe how to finally break free from that. Prayer is powerful, but when your body is stuck in survival mode, your brain can't receive truth until it feels safe. And that doesn't mean that you lack faith. It just means you're healing and you might need healing. So before we get to today's episode and really diving deep, I want you to know that the course, my self-paced course, is still 50% off this month. And like I said, this will be the last month that it goes 50% off for I don't know how long. And if you've been around, you know I do not run sales like this at all. And you are already starting to take advantage of it. And I'm so thankful because inside, you really do learn how to identify negative thought patterns, process emotional pain, and find some breakthrough that is lasting. It's really revelation. So this isn't just spiritual band-aids, and this program is designed just for real life application. So almost all the lessons are paired with a worksheet that you can actually apply what you're learning and not just collecting more information. So head to the show notes, click on the link. It's going to take you right to checkout so that you don't have to enter any codes or anything like that, and you get 50% off. So again, head to the show notes, get my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, and start your own healing journey at your own pace. Okay, now let's talk about why you're still struggling with negative thoughts. I just want to know if this has ever happened to you. You know, you're feeling anxious or discouraged, and a negative thought hits, like, I'm not good enough, this will never change, and it feels like it's going to keep going on forever sometimes. You pray about it, and you maybe even quote scripture, but sometimes it feels like it just comes back louder, and then sometimes the shame can even hit, like, why can't I get it together? Why am I so like this? Anybody? Raise your hand. And here's kind of something that's so important I want you to know. I don't want you to think you're failing at your faith. Like I said in the opening, our bodies are just not talked about really at all in groups like life groups, small groups, church groups, any church setting. How often do you hear the body talked about? Sometimes it's our nervous system is just trying to protect you in the only way it knows how. Even just me now, going through a certain season of my own life, which I'll share soon, of just a newfound sense of healing for me. But that doesn't come without suffering. You know, we want breakthroughs. We want to experience healing. We love all the really pretty, big, catchy Christian words, right? But to get there, it takes some shedding, it takes some pruning, and it sometimes involves suffering. But often we take the things that don't feel good and make them bad. And sometimes the things that don't feel good can actually be a part of the healing journey to help us renew our minds and to think things differently. Because I've been stuck in survival mode. My body knows survival. It knows how to white knuckle. It knows how to hold on to fat. Because when you undereat, things like that happen. It knows how to do. It knows how to feel fear. And if I don't make space for that, it's only going to create more. So what prayer does is it invites God in, and it helps you get into that readiness position. It shifts your spirit into alignment. It helps us to see the truth, and it helps us to have hope. But what survival does is when your nervous system becomes dysregulated, so that means chronic stress, and we hear this a lot. Maybe I need to have an episode where I kind of break down all these words that we hear all the time, meaning like, what does it look like practically? What does chronic stress mean? you know, trauma, childhood patterns, burnout, and it really keeps us stuck in that fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response. And so when that happens, our amygdala, our fear center, takes over, and our prefrontal cortex, this is where logic is, the truth-based part of our brain, it goes offline. And so your brain says, don't think, just protect itself. It needs to protect you, your body just needs to stay alive. So that's why we can still pray and still have fear. Our body's trying to recalibrate. So you're asking your thinking brain to do a job that your body isn't equipped for yet. And this can come from a myriad of ways of things. Like I said, stress, undereating, overexercising, not resting, no sleep. Like this isn't just one thing. So it's not really a lack of faith at all times. Sometimes it's a lack of regulation of your nervous system. So Jesus was also fully human and fully God. And he showed us these moments of just emotional overwhelm and kind of what to do with them. In Luke 22:44, it says, being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. We can see that there was no stuffing fear here. And he continued to proceed in the presence of God. So if we read a verse before that, so verse 43, that verse says, then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. So Jesus suffered more agony than any person who has ever lived. If he hadn't been strengthened by an angel in verse 43, it could have killed him. We can see where his strength is coming from in that human form because he saw that human body. He had to have supernatural strength to endure his sufferings. We're invited to do the same. We must bring our whole selves. So how do we do this? Number one, regulate first and then work on renewing. Can they kind of be done at the same time? Maybe, just depending. I do think we have to recognize it and then allow things to happen, allow yourself to experience the emotion that it has and then renew. But we don't want to ignore and try to just throw scripture on it. That's why I always mention in my self-paced course and with my one-on-one coaching clients where this isn't like we can't keep shoving emotions down and we can't keep just throwing some really cute scripture on it. We have to actually learn how to regulate, to not be on edge all the time. So maybe that's placing your hand on your chest, taking a slow breath, saying, God, I'm here. You're here. Let's breathe through this together. Sometimes we need to get our body ready to hear the truth. So help your body feel safe enough to receive it. Then we want to speak scripture. I don't want you to think that you're not replacing truth. You're just making room for it in your body. So that's number one. We want to regulate first and then renew, like renew our minds, pay attention to our thoughts. The second thing is stop fighting the thought, get curious instead. So when a negative thought shows up, don't argue with it. Ask it, what are you trying to protect me from? When did I first feel this way? Because sometimes you'll often realize it's connected to a belief that you formed in childhood or a belief that you formed early, many years ago. Maybe it's a fear of rejection, a past memory. It's often connected to something and we need to get curious about it. And then this gives you an opening to bring both truth and tenderness to that part of you. So that's the second thing. Stop fighting the thought. We want to get curious. And the third thing is we want to practice safety through that repetition. Sometimes I'll talk to clients or even just some of the things I mentioned in the self-paced course about, it's not about getting rid of like every emotion and every thought and every negative thought. Like I remember telling, you know, some of my clients in my sessions just, hey, our goal isn't for you to never feel or to never be frustrated or, and sometimes it's a surprise to them because they're trying to be perfect. And they're like, okay, I don't want to be triggered by this anymore. And I just take the pressure off. I'm like, listen, you might be triggered again. That's okay. The healing is going to show up. And that means that you're just going to put it back in its place a lot quicker. There are things that are going to trigger us that we thought that we are healed from. But a trigger doesn't mean it's bad. It just sometimes means, oh, there it is again. I need to put it back in its place. So the next time a negative thought comes, we really want to pause and regulate before we respond. We want to think about creating an internal environment where truth feels familiar and safe. So we want to think about grounding, the gentle repetition of truth, maybe journaling without judgment. And this is a big one for me. And this is actually something I didn't recognize that I've been doing, is inviting God into the feeling before jumping to fix it. I'm a fixer in my life, meaning I'm a fighter. So I'm going to fight it, which is good. But I wasn't allowing my body to process the emotion fully before I tried to fix it. So these might feel small, but they're really, really big. It's why it's hard when we're still struggling with these negative thoughts and we're praying and talking to God. We can't bypass our bodies, friends. We can't. We can't talk like trash to it and treat it like a garbage can and then expect to produce life. So we want to, one, the first thing, regulate first, then renew. Number two, stop fighting the thought, get curious instead. Number three, practice safety through repetition. You can still pray and feel anxious, and that doesn't mean that you're broken. Your body may be stuck in survival mode. It's why sometimes I think we have that disconnect from our head into our heart. And so when we start to regulate our nervous system, which can be done in a myriad of ways, it's not just one thing. I know social media always likes to say, this is the thing and that's the thing. Sometimes it's just a combination of things. And that's not to overwhelm you, but you might be doing a lot of things to help that with your nervous system. Healing comes when prayer and body awareness walk together. If this hit home and you're tired of cycling through negative thoughts that won't go away, we can work together. I have my one-on-one coaching where you can book a free consultation, or you can check out my course that is 50% off right now through the month of July, really helping you to work on renewing your mind, and you get lifetime access to the course as well. So any updates I'll be making this summer, you get them as well. So head to the show notes, click on the link, and make sure you take advantage of that today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.